This is VOA News. I'm Richard Green. Authorities in the U.S. northeastern state of Maine say a mass shooting in the city of Lewiston Wednesday left nearly two people dead, while a person of interest remains at large. Here's Reuters correspondent Diane Toe.
Authorities said the shootings took place shortly before 7 p.m. local time at a bar and a bowling alley. And as of midnight, the gunman was still on the run. In a news briefing, the state's public safety commissioner, Mike Soscheck, identified a person of interest, but stopped short of calling the man a suspect.
Police are currently searching for a Robert R. Carr, 4/4/1983, of Bowling. Carr is considered armed and dangerous. He is a person of interest, however, and that's what we'll label him at moving forward until that changes.
The White House said President Joe Biden spoke with Maine Governor Janet Mills by phone and offered full federal support in what he called a horrific attack.
That was Reuters correspondent Diane Toe. Authorities have urged residents in Lewiston and other nearby cities to stay inside their homes and lock their doors. Israel's military says its ground forces attacked multiple Hamas targets within the northern Gaza Strip Thursday before withdrawing back across the border. The military said soldiers struck fighters, militant infrastructure, and anti-tank missile launching positions during the overnight raid. The statement said the incursion was carried out in preparation for the next stages of combat, a possible reference to the large-scale invasion Israeli leaders have vowed to carry out as part of the war to destroy Hamas. Israel has carried out daily airstrikes on Gaza in retaliation for the deadly October 7th invasion of southern Israel by Hamas militants. Follow us 24 hours a day, 7 days a week at voanews.com, as well as on Facebook, YouTube, Instagram, and X, formerly known as Twitter. This is VOA News. Gaza's Hamas-run health ministry claims more than 6,500 Palestinians have been killed since Israel began its constant bombardment of the enclave in response to the Hamas invasion. The UN Agency for Palestinian Refugees has warned that it is on the verge of running out of fuel in the Gaza Strip, which had forced it to curtail relief efforts in the territory. At the UN Wednesday, Russia and China vetoed a U.S.-drafted Security Council resolution calling for pauses in hostilities to allow food, water, and medicine to be delivered to Palestinian civilians. A rival proposal introduced by Russia that advocated a wider ceasefire failed to win the minimum number of votes. Israel has resisted both options, arguing that Hamas would only take advantage and create new threats to Gaza civilians. U.S. prosecutors are urging a judge to reinstate a gag order on former President Donald Trump in the federal case charging him with plotting to overturn the results of the 2020 election. AP correspondent Ben Thomas reports.
Federal prosecutors are citing recent comments by the former president about his former chief of staff, Mark Meadows. Wednesday, outside his civil fraud trial in New York, Trump was asked if he was concerned about a plea deal after ABC News reported that Meadows testified before a grand jury after receiving immunity from prosecution.
I don't believe that because I've spoken to Mark Meadows many, many times over the years, and he strongly believed the election was rigged.
U.S. District Judge Tanya Chutkan last week temporarily lifted her order, barring Trump from making inflammatory comments about prosecutors, court staff, and potential witnesses. In a court motion, Special Counsel Jack Smith's team is encouraging Chutkan to reinstate those restrictions. Ben Thomas, Washington.
The United Auto Workers Union says it has reached a tentative contract agreement with Ford Motor Company that could be a breakthrough to end the nearly six-week-old strikes against major U.S. automakers. UAW President Sean Fain told workers in a video message that the union got more than they asked for in the negotiations.
We told Ford to pony up, and they did. We won things nobody thought was possible. Since the strike began, Ford put 50% more on the table than when we walked out.
The four-year deal still has to be approved by 57,000 union members at the company. It could bring a close to the union series of strikes at targeted factories run by Ford, as well as General Motors and Jeep maker Stellantis. For more of this and all the stories we're covering, visit us at voanews.com and download our app, VOA News. I'm Richard Green for VOA News.